righty, and now our next presentation on the United We Strike Marathon for April 13th, 2013. For this episode, we're going to take on just a lighter side of genocide with Vinnie Eastwood and Suzanne Pazell. And you are now live.
Hello? Vinnie, are you there? Oh, Vinny, did we lose him?
Suzanne, I tell you, it's just like Vinny. He keeps us waiting, doing all this, last minute hooking of stuff up. And as soon as I bring him live, his system croaks.
Of course.
I mean,
that's the fun side of genocide.
That is the funner side of genocide. Well, let's see here. Hopefully, Vinny will start pedaling faster. But until he manages to rope himself in. Would you like to take it from here, and I'll get into the background. Let you start the discussion. Hopefully, Vinny will join us momentarily.
Absolutely. Well, folks, I was reading in the news. My website, Occupy Corporatism, got hacked into. What's funny, because a lot of people are like, oh yeah, my website got hacked into, blah blah blah. No, when your website actually gets hacked into, it's destroyed. Completely. They absolutely destroyed the theme, the template, everything. It was just a bit of numbers and just nothing. It was basically nothing. And even so, the people were still attacking it. They put a time bomb on the inside, on the back side of the database, to destroy the database. And then they externally hacked it from the outside. So it's not something sophisticated. It's not something that is indicative of a smart person. This is something, actually, the web developer that I'm working with, and I'm very grateful. He's a wonderful man, and he's building me an entirely new, strong, fortified template. Nobody else will ever have this template. What he was telling me was something interesting. When you download a WordPress template, or you purchase a WordPress template that's already been made, if somebody else purchases that same template, they have access to the files. They don't have access to your files. It's like if you went to a bookstore and someone went to a library, and you purchased and they rented the same book. You have the same book. It's the exact same book, except this person, when you go to purchase a template, they actually have the files. So it makes it easier for them to go into the backside of your site. And so I found that quite interesting. I'm learning a lot of things about websites and about how vulnerable they are, and how at the mercy we are of some unscrupulous people. So my website has been down. It's been down for the last 3 weeks. And I am putting everything by hand back into the website, all 1,200 articles that I've written, slowly putting them back into the site. And the good news is that I mentioned earlier that these were not sophisticated people. We do have ISP addresses, and we do know exactly who they are. And so it'll be nice and interesting and fun, because I think it's a federal crime that has been committed. I'm not quite sure. It says so on the FBI websites and for cybersecurity. And I wouldn't normally be in favor of cybersecurity. I've written about it quite extensively, because I think that the control mechanisms and the Big Brother controls that they're putting in place are actually working toward censoring and controlling the free flow of information. But this was one instance where it actually works in my favor that it's a federal crime.
Have you ever noticed that that's how legislation works? 99% of the things that are in it make crimes of things that are innocent, but the 1% that are in there, man, that's useful.
It's very useful. So federal crimes have to do with federal prison. And I've never even been to jail, so I don't know what that's like. But I would assume federal prison would be quite scary place for somebody to be, especially if they're one of those types of people that talks real big, but they're actually real small.
Actually, from what I understand, federal prison is a cakewalk compared to that place in Georgia where you get a 6x9 with a roommate named Bubba who thinks you're pretty.
I don't know if this person would end up in Camp Cupcake like, what was her name? Martha Stewart went to?
Camp Cupcake. Say that three times fast.
Yeah, that's a cakewalk. That's nothing. No, I think federal prison is probably a very scary place. But, you know, it's a place for people that do mean and bad things to people who are not mean and bad. So that's what I've been dealing with this past 3 weeks, ever since I was on the marathon last month.
Yep. There's a conspiracy theory in the works in the minds of some listeners, I think.
No, it
was just a coincidence.
I really had to set people straight because when my website first came down, everybody thought, oh, my God, it's the government and you're being attacked and it's all the work that I'm doing. And you know, I would be flattered, but it wasn't the government. It was just a small person with a small everything. So unfortunately, I guess for the conspiracy theorists, I was not taken down by the big bad government. It was just a stupid person.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is no affliction on Suzanne's character that, incidentally, now the government's working in her favor.
Well, yes, that's the irony, isn't it? I'm actually going to be in the process of putting this through to the FBI so that this person can, you know, when my son does something bad, he gets put in time out. And I think that appropriate punishments deserve, you know, if you do something that warrants an appropriate punishment, maybe like, I don't know, 5 years in federal prison, then go.
Now, can I ask you, what would your son have to do in the household before you'd sentence him to 5 years in federal prison?
Hack my website.
Son, you hacked my website. You're off to federal prison. It's for time out for 5 years.
That's right. No spork for you.
Yeah. And no time on the exercise yard either.
You know what I thought was interesting? When I was in junior high and elementary school, they would give us the spork.
And I have no idea what the spork is. Is that like a spoon and a fork combined together?
Yes, it is. It's a spoon with tips on it, and you can use it as a fork. They're saving money. It's kind of like the DHS buying bullets in bulk. They're just trying to save some money.
As you do.
And so I thought it was interesting that the spork is also in jail. Like, you get a spork when you go to eat. So are they training the kids in elementary and junior high by using the spork? There's a little conspiracy for you.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but I think the prison business and the private schooling business and public schooling business are the same business.
I agree.
They're all keeping people against their will.
Wire to go around the schools.
Yeah. We can't allow these people to run around freely in society doing what they want. We've got to keep them here.
Absolutely. No, you can't think for yourself. No, don't question us. Put your hand down. I didn't ask you a question. I told you what happened.
Yeah. See, straightforward, direct honesty. What does it take in your upbringing in order to get that out of somebody?
I don't know. I find myself trying not to condition my children in the respect of respecting the home and everybody in it and the property in it. I don't want to then turn them into idiots who can't think for themselves and just blindly do what they're told outside the home as well. It's a strange juxtaposition.
Yeah, well, I think once you're old enough to reason, then you can actually tell people why you don't smash, you know, mummy's vases or flush daddy's keys.
And, you know,
but
that's
for the moment.
Arrest. How do we define who's old enough to reason? Because you have some nearly 50-year-old people running around acting like 17-year-olds.
Well, you can talk to somebody and try to reason with them, and if they're unreasonable, then you know that they can't be reasoned with.
Absolutely. And you made a good point to me last night when we were talking that in order to deal with someone who's insane, you have to go insane yourself.
So there's no point trying to figure out who they are or what happened to them or anything like that. You just have to notice that they are what they are and stay the frack away from me.
And I'll get you with my spork if you come anywhere near me.
We brandish sporks like a 9mm, yo.
Yeah, it's a piece of plastic. It's going to do a lot of damage. You watch out. You'll need a Band-Aid or two.
Death by sporking.
You want
I've heard
something?
Of death by spanking and death by spooning. But there'll be a new death by sporking. Absolutely.
I caught this in New Haven Register on Google News today that Senator Richard Blumenthal has been trying to use Sandy Hook to raise money and has been effective.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Now everybody's like, oh, okay, they're using the Sandy Hook and they keep bringing the families out and they gave them a ride on Air Force One. And
hold on something. Let me just understand the hypocrisy here. Everybody else is using Sandy Hook for something, but as soon as somebody uses something for themselves out of that thing that everybody's using for anything anyway, oh, that guy's a bad guy. I think it's a bit of a double standard, don't you think? The government's using Sandy Hook to take weapons off everybody, and this guy's just using Sandy Hook to get some money for himself. You know, what's actually worse? Some corrupt government official getting some more money out of the public, or the public having their Second Amendment taken away anyway? I think we're basically shooting fish in a barrel here.
I think it's icing on the cake.
Next will come the wonderful decorations on top of the icing or the frosting, as it were. There'll be like I don't know, some little statue figure erected somewhere, I'm sure, the brave children of Sandy Hook. And we will never forget why we got assault rifles and anything that people could really defend themselves against any sort of military attack or invasion got taken out of their hands. So yes, thank you very much, Sandy Hook. Whether or not you happened the way they said it happened, who knows? There's some really weird stuff going on there. It's been used, just like every other mass shooting has been used, to take guns off people so that it's much easier to annihilate them if they wanted to.
Here's what I've learned. I was watching an old episode from like 1967, original Star Trek series, and they had the original commercials actually in it. Okay, and so when they went to commercial, this guy's driving this car, and they're talking about Shell gasoline, and it's got Palantine or something like that. And the additive is supposed to make the car go faster, so the car drives, like, faster, right? He's right next to the other guy, but all of a sudden, he's got the Palantine, and boom, he zooms down the road. And it occurred to me that they're just making this up. They don't put anything in there. They just say it's got something in there, and you go and buy it, and you're like, oh, yeah, my car drives better. Look at this. And they're laughing at you because they just made something up and you bought
it. Yeah. That is my three favorite words, making something up. The something is actually supposed to be a different word, but we've got regulations on this here. Just making something up.
And then I was reading about a French study. I don't know if you saw this. A 15-year study. They measured and recorded over time the dealings with 330 women and came to the conclusion that bras don't work. Underwire doesn't work. It doesn't make your breasts firmer. It doesn't make them less saggy. It actually makes them more saggy. So every woman, take off your bras.
Yeah. Well, you better look into the Sydney Ross Singer interviews that we conducted. Bras actually cause breast cancer. You know that? They're very, very sensitive.
Oh, I'm taking mine off now then.
Very, very – yeah, take it off. But it's very sensitive tissue there. And, yeah, Suzanne's just off now. She's taking it off. And it's very, very – it's very sensitive tissue. And it's subjected to extra insulation because it's a bra plus a T-shirt or whatever. It's got double the insulation of any of the rest of your skin, and it's the most sensitive. And so what that does is it starts to create sort of like thermal effects or whatever that create a little bit more cancer. beautiful for you. And also, because the breast doesn't have to support itself when you're walking around and everything like that, it actually weakens. It kind of atrophies, as it were, kind of like if you were never to pick up a shovel and do some digging in your life. Your arms would be very weak, wouldn't they? Same with the breast tissue. And on top of that, with the underwires, it's coming around underneath the lymph nodes underneath your arm there. And that's cutting off sort of all sorts of circulation and can lead to what's it called, lymphoma or whatever. So bras are freaking dangerous. And this information's been brought to Victoria's Secret and all of these other major lingerie sellers and stuff like that. There's women out there who wear their bras to bed, you know.
Oh, yes.
Literally 24 hours wrapped in this thing. It's terrible for them.
Absolutely. I know some women that actually wake up. I know it's a cliche. It's been seen in the movies, but I actually have some friends and have had more friends in the past that even though they've been married and some of them have been with their boyfriends for years, decades, they get up 20 minutes before the alarm is supposed to go off, fix their face, and get right back in bed.
That's kind of cute, actually.
No, it's not. It's sick and stupid.
Yeah.
When I realized how much mercury and lead and God knows how many other poisons there are in makeup, I quit wearing it. You know what? My husband doesn't care. He still loves me.
Yeah, exactly. What's he going to do? Throw the baby out with the bathwater? I don't think so.
Well, if you're as devastatingly cute as I am without makeup, then it's okay.
That's true. Now, speaking of this, I was wondering before we came on the broadcast today, and I'm sorry I got cut off at the start there, is what is United We Strike really about? You know, the tax-free 15th, you know, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. I was thinking about this. This morning, I purchased something off Subway. I went down to a local market as well, and I got some fruits and vegetables from some vendors. And drop my girlfriend off with my sister so that they can go and have lunch in town at a Yum Cha restaurant, you know, like Chinese and stuff. And I come back here, and I'm going to talk about, like, how I don't buy, don't comply, ask why. And I was thinking what an immense hypocrite I am. Hmm. It's like I'm not really doing into the spirit, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. And the understanding of this, how we should, in fact, practice what we preach, is kind of an intense realization about the United We Strike broadcast, is we don't really have people on this network who aren't doers as well as talkers. You know what I'm saying? Everybody yes. involved with this broadcast, really, really hard working and good at what they do, and all orchestrated by the miraculous den mother known as Karen Quinn Tostado. Who keeps the troops in line and the schedules clear? You know, I'm just thinking about how humbled I am to be amongst such hardworking, dedicated, and talented people, and how much I really appreciate the not only just to be a part of it, but also that there's all these other listeners out there who are grooving to the same beat. But how much of us are actively participating in the tax-free 15th? How much of us are just sitting at home and not doing anything for that day? I'm you know, just frack it, man. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't spending no money. I ain't going to go see nobody. I'm just doing nothing out of protest. Should we be going out and protesting? Should we be making little cardboard signs with tax-free 15th? You know, don't. And the slogans and what have you on our local street corners for like an hour on that day. What more can we do to advance this idea? Because I've been to so many protests, and right after the protest, after we organized it, they said, hey, could we have another one next month? You know, having a regular participation, something that's always guaranteed to be there. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be here for you. We'll give you some information. We'll give you a few laughs. And hopefully we'll make you feel better that you're not the only one who really thinks the way we do, that you know that there's something positive about coming together of your own free will to do something for the benefit of all, to inform, to entertain, to do whatever. Just give something. It's an intense spiritual thing, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has been for me most recently. I've realized that what I've been doing for the last year is not about, I got sucked in to this industry. And I realized in the last 3 weeks without having my website, it was very spiritual for me because I realized why I'm doing this and getting back to it and realizing that even the idea of us coming together and working in concert, that idea has been co-opted and called socialism and communism and things like that. But that's really what this is about. And it is very spiritual because even to the base understanding of what is really going on here in the nature of reality, which is just on the tip of my tongue at every moment now, because I think that is probably the most important part about this. And if we just understand some basic, simple concepts, then it will be so much easier to stop complying with the system because we can shed that programming as quickly as just in the moment choosing not to continue to do the same thing that has been causing us so much grief and problems. You know, the definition of insanity, it's not going to get any better, so we need to do something else. And then we can just do something else.
And what Karen was telling me just over the Skype here is got to support small local businesses and shop mom and pop.
Yes, support your neighbors. I do that every day, but especially for the holidays, the last 2 years I've been putting up flyers reminding people that you need to help your neighbors buy Christmas presents for their children. Don't go and shop at the big box stores. Where did the hardware store go? Where did the local market go? Go there.
It went to Walmart. What? It did. Walmart's come in, taken over frickin' everything. It's like the most successful business in United States history or something like that.
Absolutely.
I saw a chain email going around saying that we should put Walmart in charge of the United States.
Considering I have a neighbor.
A corporate government anyway.
I have a neighbor who put up in their front yard pallets and cordoned off areas, so they're going to do some above-ground gardening. And I thought, how wonderful this is. It's right in their front yard. They're putting it together, so their front yard looks like crap compared to everybody else's yard. It's not pristine and all green and pretty. And my son says, oh, they must have gone to Home Depot to get that. And I smacked myself on the forehead, and I thought, my son, just like records, my son will never know what it's like to go down to the local hardware store. And all of these concepts are foreign to him, and they always will be because he doesn't grow up with that.
Is there a local hardware store somewhere around Suzanne or what?
There is, actually. It's about 3 blocks from my house.
Well, there you go. He doesn't have to be unfamiliar with it his whole life. I can take him down there. 3 blocks, man.
My husband does take him down there, but he's conditioned to think, like, when you go to get a tissue, you say, can I have a Kleenex?
Ah, the corporate branding of stuff.
Absolutely.
Like, to search for something is to Google it.
Yes.
Yeah, brand imprinting's really good, eh? It works quite quickly. People get that stuff imprinted. Like, I remember, what was I watching? Supersize Me. And they did a test on children to see which faces they would recognize. They all recognized Ronald McDonald. You know, some of them would recognize Wendy's or KFC or whatever. Then they have pictures of Jesus and they're like, I don't know, is that Abraham Lincoln? And then they'd produce George Washington and it's just like, I don't know, Father Christmas? You know? Corporate branding's getting into the minds of children very, very early on.
Absolutely.
I think this is really quite dangerous, actually. Have we ever had in human history massive globalized corporations of such that had their influence in advertising over virtually entire planets? I mean, maybe the Dutch East India Trading Company, maybe.
Well, but the joke is that you can go anywhere in the world, even into the brush in Africa, and still find a Coke machine.
Hmm. Yeah. Are you sure about that?
I have never been to the brush in Africa.
Okay. Because I doubt very much that there'd be call for a Coke machine in a village in Africa. You know, what's the first thing we want? Oh, do we want running water? No, no, no. Let's get a Coke machine, bro. What are you talking about? Running water.
Well, I do know in Kenya, it's cheaper to purchase a Coke than it is to purchase a credit on your swipe card for water.
Hey,
or even bottled water.
Yeah, Coke's cheaper than water in New Zealand, too.
That is crazy.
Oh, yeah. You buy 2 liters of Coke, and it's like $1.99. You buy 2 liters of water, it's like $3-4.
That is insane.
And interestingly enough, you know how much water you have to use in order to make a 1 liter bottle? Plastic bottle? Use about 5. And then you fill it with another liter of water and sell it to you.
That is, it just makes me angry and sick at the same time.
How wasteful is our frickin' society? Unbelievable. People just don't know. I remember I was a salesman once, and this toy importer was trying to sell me, you know, some phone calls and stuff like that. And he was telling me about these lead paint kind of jobs coming out of China, right? You heard about that scare?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he said, well, unfortunately, that the lead paint was actually in the specifications from the American companies.
Get out.
They specified, use the lead on those toys.
Guys, I'm sorry to butt in, but you've got about a minute to do some blatant self-promotion before I have to blow you out of here. So that's your heads up. Sorry to interrupt you.
All right. Suzanne, why don't you go right ahead?
All right. Monday morning, OccupyCorporatism.com will be back. I have a brand new theme, and everything will be wonderful and new and fresh. So please visit OccupyCorporatism.com Monday morning. And we have TheRealGorillaMedia.com with Vinny and I, and we're putting together more wonderful people to put on the roster. Vinny?
Yeah. Right. Listen to The Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com 5 days a week, 5 till 7 Central Time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific, 6 till 8 Eastern, 11 till 1 GMT, and also 10 a.m. till midday in New Zealand, 5 days a week on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And also check out my website, TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood doesn't go ahead, make my news.
Excellent. You used every second I had allocated to you. Thank you so much for presenting today on the United We Strike Marathon. We do appreciate your participation.
I like my presentation, too.
All right. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. See you.